Penguin Random House Audio presents Bright Precious Days by Jay McInerney. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. Every marriage is its own culture, and even within it, mystery is the environment. Richard Hell. 1. Once, not so very long ago, young men and women had come to the city because they loved books, because they wanted to write novels, or short stories, or even poems, or because they wanted to be associated with the production and distribution of those artifacts and with the people who created them. For those who haunted suburban libraries and provincial bookstores, Manhattan was the shining island of letters. New York, New York. It was right there on the title pages. The place from which the books and magazines emanated, home of all the publishers, the address of the New Yorker and the Paris Review, where Hemingway had punched O'Hara, and Ginsberg seduced Kerouac, Hellman sued McCarthy, and Mailer had punched everybody. Where, or so they imagined, earnest editorial assistants and aspiring novelists smoked cigarettes in cafes while reciting Dylan Thomas, who'd taken his last breath in St. Vincent's Hospital after drinking 17 whiskeys at the White Horse Tavern, which was still serving drinks to the tourists and the young literateurs who flocked here to raise a glass to the memory of the Welsh bard. These dreamers were people of the book. They loved the sacred New York texts, The House of Mirth, Gatsby, Breakfast at Tiffany's et al., but also all the marginalia, the romance and the attendant mythology, the affairs and addictions, the feuds and fistfights.